17 degrees at 8:56. Time to check on commodities this morning, and we'll bring in one of the analysts who was part of the festivities over at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana yesterday. It's Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you. And I want to say thanks a lot for everybody that came out to the meeting yesterday. It was really an event. Looking at stuff this morning, mildly defensive for the most part. Crude market's down about a half a dollar, and the dollar's up modestly. We did not see any sales announced on the USDA's overnight reporting system this morning. A little bit of disappointment there. March corn, currently down a penny, is in delivery. May corn down a penny and a quarter at 374 and a half. And December corn is down 0.75 cents at 396 and a half. Soybeans for May, down 4 1/4 at 909 and a half. And November soybeans down 4 1/2 at 943 3/4. Chicago wheat for May down 5 1/2 at 457 1/4. In July wheat's 462 1/2 down 5 1/2. Kansas City wheat for May down 5 1/2 as well at 445 3/4. And September wheat is 465 even down 5 1/4. Minneapolis wheat for May is down 0.5 cents at 555 even. And September wheat there, is down 0.5 cents at 564 3/4. Early livestock trade starting out mixed, but turning a mildly defensive with cattle and up. Cattle down about a half a dollar and hogs about a half a dollar as well. Deliveries this morning against March futures were 1,667 contracts for corn, 537 for beans, and 267 for Chicago wheat. Kansas City wheat saw a measly 4 contracts delivered. USDA report is due out on Friday. Corn carryout for the United States is expected to be little change from the last report. Soybeans down a little bit at 902 million, down from 910 in the last report. And wheat, 1.02 billion, up from 1.01 billion a month ago, or last report. Corn production for Argentina is supposed to be a little bit lower, but not much. And soybean production is supposed to be a little bit higher. As far as Brazil's production figures, a little changed for corn, but beans supposed to be a little bit lower at 115.7, down from 117 last report. Corn world carryout number is supposed to be a little bit lower, 309.06, down from 309.78. Soybean production is supposed to be down as well, 106.33 million metric tons, down from 106.72. And wheat, little changed. Going forward, just looking at the charts, looks like we're a little bit constructive for corn, but starting to run out of gas. Wheat's a little bit defensive, and beans pulling back a little bit as well. Thanks, Brian, and we hope everybody has a great day.
Thank you so much, Bill. That's Bill Gentry joining us from Risk Management Commodities over in Lafayette, Indiana this morning. It's 17 degrees at 8:59 as we take a quick look at current conditions. Up to 15 degrees now in Bloomington Normal, 16 in Decatur, 14 degrees in Danville, 17 in Charleston Mattoon, and 15 degrees in Rantoul. Wind out of the west at around 10 miles per hour across much of central Illinois at this hour. In your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today, mostly sunny skies with a high of 30 degrees, west wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy tonight, dropping to a low of 16 degrees. For tomorrow, cloudy skies, light snow likely, a high of 31. Looks like we could see about an inch of accumulation. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock. Good morning.